Welcome to another episode of Random-ish with Sandra. What's crackalackin'? It's Halloween. Yay! Sending much love out to my girl who has transitioned, but I'm sure she's somewhere up in this piece. She took the hood off. Sonia, my bestie. Happy birthday, boo. Happy birthday, boo. So anyway, I love Halloween. I love to continue and celebrate. When she was still in the physical, we used to go out and hang out for Halloween. I love that her birthday was on Halloween. I thought that was so freaking cool. So, happy birthday to her and happy Halloween. You like my costume? This is one of them. Yeah, this is one. This is one. Halloween party coming up. I'm looking forward to dressing up and having a little bit of fun with that one, too. Speaking of having a little fun, so today I decided let's just do a real short, quick, fast to the point. Literally, it's because I just want to make sure that I get my second episode out this month. So a couple of things that caught my eye. There's a new article out talking about red flags. Okay, actually, so everybody's talking about red flags on social media. Okay, like everybody's putting up the flags. But I saw an article about some good red flags. I'll talk about that in a hot second. Some Halloween don'ts. All right, we know that Halloween is all about having fun, but this year, dude, we've gone through enough. Let's not get some reminders. So there are some Halloween don't costumes that we're not going to go there. Also, clickbait. This is coming from one of our watchers. Thank you. Appreciate it. If you got something, a topic, a random, whatever that you want me to talk about, DM me. SONJADENYSE. Tell me what you want me to talk about. We'll talk about it. And also, I figured we'll read a little bit from the book because the book's not clickbait, all right? And, of course, our random question. All of that coming right on up. Oh, shit.
Clothesline, world-class service with a personal touch, offering commercial laundering services, wash, dry, and fold with free pickup and drop-off included, dry cleaning services, and coin-op laundry.
Hey, welcome back to Random-ish with Sandra. Happy Halloween!
Yes, honey.
I need a basket, right? I need a little basket with some treats in it and stuff like that, right? Oh my goodness. Anyways, how you doing? So I'm all about the treat, not the trick. Anyways, let's get back into what I'm really supposed to be talking about, which is the red flags. Everybody's seeing it on social media, right? Right now, it's the thing, throwing the red flag on the play. The red flags from the relationships, the red flags, the red freaking flags. Well, I just read an article that is actually talking about some things that we think are red flags that actually are not red flags. This is relating to the entrepreneur. First and foremost, if you are running your own business, hats off to you, okay? Definitely running your own business is fun, but it definitely is a lot of work, right? And I think that I'm not the only person who sometimes suffers from the, you know, am I doing enough? Am I doing all right? You know, when you do the whole comparison. That's why I shouldn't even do it. I can't even say it. How about that? I can't with myself. Anyways, so sometimes you do. You feel this like, you know, you're going through this whole thing where you're wondering if you're doing enough and you're always feeling like, dude, there's seriously something more that I could be doing. You know, am I really truly successful? A lot of people equate success with money. And you need not be, because there was actually a study that was done that shows that those who are making $75,000 up, the amount of money that they're making has nothing to do with their happiness. So if you're still dreaming and you're still striving, you're still on your way, here are some things that Inc.com says these are what people think are red flags, but actually mean you're more successful and intelligent than you thought. Word. It's all about bigging us up, right? Okay. So anyway, number one, if you only have one or two close friends, Yes, I know. So when you're going to school and everything, you think that you need to have a lot of friends. I think a lot of us have figured that one out, though, right? As you grow up, you realize that you don't need to have like 50 friends. But if you do have a few friends, some people that do love you and stuff like that, well, then you're winning. You're doing pretty well. If you tend to think that you're always wrong, guess what? You're more intelligent than the rest of them. You read the comments. Yeah. So listen, I'm always here for the comments, right? When you see some funny posts, more the comments, they're hilarious. The comments are sometimes better than the post actually is, right? But for those of you who are getting all of your information from those who are pontificating on the internet, which I hope you're not. Oh, none of you guys watching this shit is doing that. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I even said that. Oh my gosh. When I was in, I think, third grade, Miss Castro, she gave me one of my favorite quotes of life. She was like, if you're stupid, don't open your mouth and prove it. I was like, oh, Miss Castro. Okay, girl. Here's another one. Another sign of that you're actually doing much better than you think. I need some drum rolls. You don't feel rich. I know, right? Yes. So if you do not feel like you're rich, you're actually doing much better than most people. Apparently there's a lot of people, again, like I told you, there was a study that was done for people who are making 75K and up, which really nowadays, 75K is not a lot. It's especially here, out like where I live, you need 75K just to like get it together. That's why my ass is always having you know what I'm saying? We have to rob Peter to pay Paul, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not there yet. But anyways, so in 2009, that study was done and it found that there is a lot of people who are making 75K up and they do not feel like any of their happiness is actually coming from the money, because your happiness comes from how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, self-love that you do, spending time with friends and family, getting that good D, getting that good P. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Is there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I can't with myself. Listen, I keep this shit real. It is what it is. Okay. So if you feel that you have been doing a little bad and you've been comparing yourself, you got that comparisonitis. Don't even do it, because I can't even say it. It's a fucking word that I'm making up. How about that? Don't compare yourself to others, because we're all on our own journey. And apparently, if you've got these three things going on, you don't feel like you got enough friends, you don't feel like you're smart enough, and you don't feel like you're rich yet. You ain't rich. That's okay, because apparently, you might be doing better off than a lot of other people. And you know what? I was talking to a business owner the other day, and it was a eye-opening, bing, and it was great, because they said to me, you know what, Sandra, sometimes you got to keep in mind that those companies that are making $30 million a year are also spending $30 million a year, and they're not profitable. You're probably in a better position than they are. So, it's Halloween, spirit of Halloween, right? But 2021, still been a crazy-ass year. There was a tweet before we get into the Holocaust. What is up with this chick? Now, I lived in Arizona for a little while, and when I got there, I did say to myself, well, this place is different, because I came from Cali. And when we got there, I saw a bunch of people with their guns like on their hips, because it's like a right to carry state. And then they have like these weird like concealed weapon laws, like you can have it in your glove compartment or something like that, as long as you've got a license. And you can have a gun just sitting on the seat of your car if it's not licensed, just because it's a right to carry state. Anyway, don't anybody go as her either. Anyways, so I saw this really funny article on Yahoo and thought that I would share it with you. Here are some costumes that we don't want to see anybody dressing up as this year. Please, nobody dress up as a fucking vaccine or COVID. Okay. No. Too soon. Don't. You know? Anyways, speaking of some clickbait! Talk about our next conversation from one of our watchers, listeners. Hey, do appreciate you. She said, girl, I need you to talk about clickbait. Okay? So it's so funny. Since I've been thinking about this whole clickbait thing, I've been seeing more and more clickbait, right? And sometimes I fall prey to it. And sometimes I'm just like, who is clicking on this, right? So one of my clickbait emails that I just got said, Sanja, I need you to read this really crazy story about Joe on how he stumbled upon his riches in this weird way. And I was like, oh, well, this is funny. I was thinking it was going to be a story because I like to tell stories. So I was like, oh, I'm going to like read a story about somebody who like using the law of attraction. Da, 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 da. Yeah, no. So it turned out to be clickbait. It was for this entrainment mind thing. I don't know. It's possible. I'm sure that when you are listening to it, it is 100% doing some different things with the brain waves. 100%. I totally believe that. But I do believe that in your day-to-day life, it is not sound waves that you need to be reaching for in your second-to-second living that's going to help you. But anyway, no disrespect. But it was clickbait! You know, some other clickbait that I saw? Oh, the losing weight ones. Yeah, so here are a couple of clickbaits that I saw. And don't fall for the kidney one. Oh my God, these people. What all they're doing is just scaring you, and they all lead back to clickbait. Ooh, the psychic ones are really good too. Check these ones out. Girl, all you gotta do is just click on this thing right here, and you're gonna be able to keep your man for the rest of the day. He's gonna be chasing after you. Clickbait. Anyways, yes, you know what? I'm not hating. Listen, we all got to make money somehow, right? You know what I mean? But I don't know. How do those people sleep at night? You know what I mean? It's all about the advertisers, whatever. I sleep pretty well at night. I'm sorry. That was so bad. Anyway, Manifest Beauty, I thought that I would read a little tiny bit of it. I need to put this thing up on Audible, to be honest with you. I really do. But Sister Girlfriend's been doing so much. I'm having a good time. I'm hoping to get it done, though, before the year anniversary. Same thing I did with the other book. I wanted to read to you. Oh, you know what? We opened up to page 44. That's a great number, so how about we just start there? Oh, well, this is great, because I'm talking about meditation. The new purpose of meditation. Actually, wow, interesting. Love how I was just talking about it, and now we're going to read about what I was just kind of talking about. When I'm happy in whatever moment that I am living, it is a feeling that I get in my heart. It is confirmation, or I call the extra juiciness of being, feeling happiness. That's what we're going for, the feeling of unconditional happiness. It's known as the tree of life. Let's go there. read this first and then get comfortable, because you cannot do both at the same time. So basically, this is one of my exercises that I share about meditating and what purpose I use meditating for and what purpose Abraham uses meditating for. Okay. When you get a moment alone, the first thing in the a.m. or late at night, if you have to, spend some time alone listening. Not stopping thoughts, not trying to feel good, just listening. So what you're going to need, a small fan or air conditioner or the ringing in your ears. I got ringing in my ears, and which, so they just found out that that Earth might be inside of a tunnel. I have all different kinds of little theories going on in my head, but let me shut the hell up and get back to reading the book. Or running water. Make sure that it's a very light sound. Anything with a light white noise sound. There are many megahertz sounds that you can listen to for free on YouTube as well. What you will do is listen to the sound and allow yourself to drift into bliss. Just so you know, you're going to hear it and you're going to start to get into it. You'll be listening and then you're going to lose focus. Some thoughts may come into your mind, and this is natural. It's like channel surfing. It's all good. Just remind yourself of what you're doing. You're listening. Refocus and then feel for the relaxation of your muscles. Guess what? Your mind is going to wander again. It's normal. Bring it back. It will wander some more. Do not be upset. Just bring it back to listening. After a little bit of listening, you'll begin to feel something, and it may feel like a relaxed body, or you may feel a sensations of floating or swirling energy inside your body. Your tongue should fall from the roof of your mouth. Your shoulders should relax, and your breathing is steady. You can feel something is there. Okay, I won't bullshit you. The first time I had these sensations, which were new, I was living in Kansas. I wanted to go to the next level. I kept feeling like I wanted to meditate, right? Back then, I liked to listen to music with no words and allow myself to float along with the beat. In this particular session, it started out the same, just quiet and peace, and that I normally would see myself flying over mountains in green grass. But then I started feeling this detachment, and I felt an energy. I kept opening my eyes because I kept having this feeling, this sensation, not of flying, but of presence. And that's just one of the great pages in Manifest Beauty. Anyway, people be like, you need to write it in a book. You should write a book. So finally I did. It's called Manifest Beauty, but I never really talk about it that much, because I do strongly believe that if you are into the laws, your life is going to bring you to what you need. And I'm fully aware that this stuff I'm saying is not for the masses. Definitely not. It's for those who are ready to co-create with the energy. Yes. So the books are available on Amazon, Goodreads, and a couple of other places. Thanks for checking it out. Audible as well. So before we get out of here, there is a good news story that I wanted to share with you. Science, this is the nerd in me, except for I won't be changing because I'm Little Red Riding Hood. Nerd in me. Science wins again. Now, here's the thing. Even though I do believe in science and science's findings, I believe in the philosophy, and I believe that science is explaining God. Just so that we're clear. A blind woman is now seeing again, guys. This is so freaking dope. So this lady, she is a former teacher. She started going blind. She had a particular disease that took over her eyesight pretty quickly. She's gone 16 years without being able to see, and now she is able to start to see some light. I guess they went into the area where vision is stimulated. They put this little electrode in there, and so far the way that it's working is when they stimulate the electrode, then it does something to her vision, and she's able to see like a little line in the darkness. So it's been a while that she's been testing all of this, and now she is able to see some shapes, and she can decipher some letters. So this is like, this is very, very exciting, very cool. This is when one of those things where we're like, yo, science is cool, right? So she's the very first. It is the first time this is happening. It is artificial vision. All right, so if that's the case, then I guess, I don't like that word. I don't like that. Because I'd be thinking about artificial intelligence. I'd be thinking about AI. I'd be thinking about robots. I'd be thinking about, you know what I'm saying? It gets my mind going in all kinds of crazy stuff. You know what I mean? But this right here, this is some good ish right here. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so let's get into our, I only got 3 random questions left. I need some more questions. So we need to hook up and find some questions for me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, let's first give me some questions anyway. I know I always toss that. Toss it in there. Yeah. Why men great till they gotta be great? Girl, I don't know. If I knew the answer for that, shit, I'd have an app and I'd be a trillionaire by now. I don't. I don't know. If you got the answer for that, you tell me, all right? I don't know. Everybody's on their own journey. Men are more like babies and they got to get spanked before they learn lessons. I don't know. Why men great till they got to be great? No, actually, but listen, I do feel like this. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on fellas because we do have a lot of guys watching. Hey, guys. listen, I... Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think that it does take something to make you step up, but... And then sometimes things happen and they still don't step up. So, I don't know. I guess it depends on the man. Girl, I ain't answering that. I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole, girl. I don't know. I just don't know. And with that, happy Halloween. We're going to get on out of here. You enjoy yourself. Go trick-or-treating. I don't care how old you are. Still go trick-or-treating.